Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. Got a great guest for you all up next. It's The State Slate with Dan Schaefer, creator of The Recombobulation and Civic Media's very own political editor. Welcome back to the show, Dan, and thanks so much for making time.
Thanks for having me, Maggie. Always wonderful to join you here on The Maggie Dawn Show.
Much to talk about today. And I'm going to take this out of order because I think the legislation that Republicans introduced today, Republicans in the state of Wisconsin introduced today, needs to garner our full and immediate attention. Tell people what has been introduced by Republicans.
Yeah, so there was a story this morning from CBS 58 talking about Republican lawmakers proposing limits on ballot measures that would ask voters to raise their property taxes to fund school districts. So basically what's happening here is that we have a situation where Republican legislators are sitting on a more than $4 billion surplus as schools and local governments all over the state go to referendum or look to raise their sales tax. But at the same time, Republicans are introducing a bill that would limit those measures. So the proposal is from Representative Cindy Duchow from Delafield and Senator Chris Kapinga from Delafield to require any school funding increases through referendum to be limited to just 4 years. And so, you know, part of this is just a reaction to what happened last year with the referendum for Milwaukee Public Schools. But that was just one of many, many, many referenda happening all over the state. I believe there was there was a record number of referenda last year that have been passed. And so this is potentially concerning because not only are Republicans limiting.
Hey Dan, I'm gonna hop in just for 1 second. I don't know. Hey Calvin, is that me or is that Dan? I'm hearing a little bit of feedback.
You know, things were sounding really good until you just started talking. I think that maybe.
Okay, then I'll shut up and let Dan keep going.
So yeah, what's happening here is this there's been an issue rising over the course of the last couple of years with a growing number of referenda being passed around the state to fund school projects, funding local government, public safety, and the like. And as this continues to go through, you know, Republicans seem to be boxing in local communities yet again by looking to limit the ability that they have to, you know, demonstrate some local control. Because if the state is not going to fund school districts or local government the way that they that local, you know, municipalities are looking for, that is, you know, that's going to be a problem for local control. You know, Republicans always talk about being, you know, the party of local control and what have you. But here again, we have a measure that would limit that ability to, you know, fund local projects. So it sounds like we've got an issue where we're not able to hear Maggie at all right now. Maggie, are you being able to fix this issue with the audio? Okay, so not at the moment. So a couple of the other items that we're looking to discuss here. The school funding issue is going to be a big one for a number of problems. For a number of issues that we're seeing across the state of Wisconsin. So not only do we have this bill that Republicans are putting forward, I imagine that Tony Evers is going to, you know, talk about vetoing this one, but we have, you know, school funding issues is going to be a big part of the state budget. And we are just 1 week away from Tony Evers delivering his budget address as well.
Yeah, Dan, just checking. Can you all hear me very well now? I'm hoping so. Let's get a yeah, woo. Okay, just very briefly on this referendum proposal. First of all, this has Robin Voss's fingerprints all over it. Second of all, I find it incredibly ironic that this is being introduced from representatives from Waukesha County, as Waukesha County itself faces near budgetary disaster. They cannot fund the mandated services that Waukesha County is required to provide. They simply do not have enough money to do that. That is emblematic. It is representative of funding crises across the state. Again, while state government sits on a $4 billion surplus. Thing three here to me, Dan, that I find absolutely repugnant is that as led and spearheaded by former Governor Walker and then continuing under the leadership of Robin Voss, public schools across the state have been systematically defunded. The only pushback has basically come from Democrats that have held the superintendent role at the head of the Department of Public Instruction, as well as Governor Evers, supported by Democrats in the Assembly and Senate. This has been, again, a 20-year campaign of systematically defunding public education. The very suggestion that a local community cannot decide to tax itself more to fund chronically underfunded public schools is so anathema to the Democratic project and should be so offensive to every single Wisconsinite, especially Wisconsinites in rural areas, which, unlike larger school systems, the Racine Kenosha School District, Milwaukee District, Dane County, et cetera, that have, frankly, the benefit of economies of scale and can absorb funding crunches a bit better. These sorts of funding challenges hit rural school districts the most, are the most acute. And anybody living in rural Wisconsin knows that many of their public schools are struggling. This is so callous. It is so brazenly political to try to, again, vilify Milwaukee while exacting a generalized defunding of all public schooling across the state under the sort of guise of punishing Milwaukee, when in reality, the people that will pay the highest cost, bear the highest pain point for this, are rural students, the kids that live in smaller populated school districts and counties. It is absolutely disgusting to me. Dan, thanks everybody for putting up with a little bit of our audio problem so I could get out that rant about this most recent debacle from the Republicans led by Robin Voss in our state government. You wanted to talk about the run-up to Tony Evers' budget address, Dan. I know this is critical. How many days until his budget address first, and what can we expect from the governor's office leading up to it and in the budget address itself?
Yeah, so the budget address is just 1 week from today. February 18th is a big day in Wisconsin politics. It is the spring election primary, and it is also the day that Tony Evers will be delivering his budget address. And so part of that, I anticipate over the next week, here we're going to see a number of proposals that will be included in that address. You know, he talked about a couple of those in the State of the State just a couple weeks ago, you know, talking about proposing $300 million for mental health services in schools. There were a couple other proposals on clean water that have been, you know, trickling out over the past couple weeks here. And so I think, you know, this budget is going to be an interesting one to watch to see if Evers is, you know, positioning the proposal like he has in the past, where it's kind of an aspirational budget and we're, you know, expecting Republicans to vote almost all of it out the way that they have over and over again for every time he has introduced a budget in his time as governor, or if he's going to propose something that might, you know, signify some sort of a grand bargain of sorts in Wisconsin, where maybe both the Democratic governor and the Republican legislature can both get a little bit of what it wants to try to, you know, move the state forward so that we're not sitting on a $4 billion surplus for another 2 years.
Yeah, it's also, I don't know if it struck you as ironic, a deliberate kind of here's mud in your eye from Republicans with this new referendum to ban the referendum. Everyone will recall the State of the State address, right, which is sort of the precursor to the governor's proposed budget. And in the State of the State address, of course, Governor Evers dubbing 2025 as the year of the kid. And to get this referendum limitation from Republicans seems at best cheeky, if not downright nasty, cruel, and mean. Again, those mental health services, I'm going to be looking for what his funding proposals are. Any person who is working in public schools or schools writ large, right, public or private, parochial or not, and I have many friends who work in Milwaukee area public and private schools, all of them tell me whenever we talk about, hey, how's it going? how desperate kids are for additional wraparound social services and especially mental health supports coming out of COVID. It has been so difficult. And the kids that pay the highest price are the kids that are always most at risk, right? That have food insecurity, housing insecurity, all kinds of issues in those veins. So it'll be interesting to see what the Republican response is. Dan, why do you think the distinction between a more aspirational versus practical budget from Governor Evers, does that tell us anything more than just the governor's approach to the budget?
Well, I think it has something to do with what the Democrats are eyeing in 2026 as well, because of the way that the new maps worked out, there was kind of a two election cycle to get onto new maps for the state legislature. So we saw that in the assembly for the full 99 seat assembly for this past election, but it was only half of the state Senate that was up. So there was really not a realistic path for Democrats to win full control of the Wisconsin state legislature. That will change in 2 years. And also the governor's decision on whether he's going to seek another term in 2026 looms over this in a big way as well. Democrats, we saw today there was some news from the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, the National Committee, that circled Wisconsin as one of its states to watch to try to flip the Senate and the Assembly for 2026. You know, would Tony Evers or, you know, whoever might run as a Democrat in 2026, would they have the opportunity to have a trifecta to really make some changes in state government? I think that is kind of what this budget is in many ways a precursor to, because if you could look at it another way too, where, you know, perhaps Tony Evers, if this was going to be his last opportunity to propose a state budget, maybe he looks to form some sort of grand bargain where maybe, let's say, Republicans would compromise, just as an example, on Medicaid expansion in order to get, you know, something that they might want on education or infrastructure and what have you. It's going to be really interesting to see where Evers goes with a number of these proposals. And again, that budget address, which we will be covering at Civic Media, of course, is 1 week from today on February 18th.
Yeah, so you're going to want to mark your calendars for the budget address and the primary on February 18th. Again, Civic Media will have special coverage. I would expect you, Dan, to be a part of that as our resident state watcher, as well as all things politics. Folks, we've got a goodly amount more coming up with Dan in just a moment. Wanted to hammer home the sort of fascination that I have over the governorship in the state and all of the tea leaf reading that goes into the prognostication, right? The budget address, as you noted, if you see something that is highly practical, just seeing to get it done, it's the conventional wisdom, Dan, that may indicate that the governor is not running. Am I getting that going to run for another term? Of course, all of this just educated guessing, and then an aspirational budget forcing Republicans to reject various proposals is more of an indication that he may be sticking around. Am I getting that mostly right?
I think you're getting that mostly right. Absolutely, Maggie.
All right, we got to take a very quick break. We're going to return to the topic of education in the state and do a bit of a deeper dive on the three superintendent candidates that you will see on your primary ballot also next week, February 18th, though early voting already underway. Again, we'll be reviewing the superintendent for the Department of Public Instruction primary candidates next. You're not going to want to miss it right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.